Welcome to the Old Kids Movies, home of the Old Kids Movies. Can I take a Patreon request?
You got it.
Well, welcome once again to a sequel to one of our very, very, very first episodes, the original Good Burger, and the highly anticipated sequel coming maybe 20 years too late. Probably more than that, to be honest. Probably
like 23 years too late.
Yeah, 23, 25, very late. It's coming way too late. How do you want to do this exactly? Because, you know, it's we could do kind of a traditional style episode or more just kind of talk about it.
Whatever you feel like, dude. I know I've got everything kind of written out in sections, but we bounced around before. We're doing, by the way, if you're listening to this on the main feed, this is a preview of our Patreon episode on Good Burger 2. So if you like what you hear, you can enjoy what you're listening to, but you can also listen to the entire episode on our Patreon where we release monthly bonus episodes. So yeah, feel free to head on over there. You'll get shout outs in every episode that we do. You'll get a shout out in the show notes and would appreciate your support. But how do you want to tackle this, Trev? This was your idea. Yeah, I know you've been waiting for this movie. I'll let you drive.
Let's just kind of talk about it. I mean, general sort of episode style, missing a few categories here and there. But let's just, I mean, we'll talk about it. This is the sequel to Good Burger. We were both very excited. Good Burger is one of our favorites. When I heard it was going direct to Paramount Plus, I knew it was not going to be the highest quality. And they would cut a lot of corners because it's not going to be in theaters. It's just going straight to a TV that you can watch on your phone. So I was not surprised when that's how it felt.
Yeah. No, I entirely agree. It definitely had a quote-unquote made-for-TV movie feel, even though it's made for streaming. But the feeling was expected because this is a legacy sequel and made for TV and made for streaming. So I had expectations kind of set, and at times it definitely met those expectations. At times it lowered, and at times it exceeded those expectations.
It just felt like they're trying to check boxes of what a sequel should be rather than coming up with an idea and then saying, oh, this is a great idea for a sequel. Let's make it. Which is, I feel like, what happens with a lot of these reunion shows. Like, hey, we could make, what would it look like if we brought back Cheers or Frasier? What would it look back if we brought back Zoe 101? What would it look like if we brought back Will and Grace? Fuller House. They come up with, what would it look like if we did this? Rather than, it doesn't feel like, at least, if someone comes up like, hey, this came into my mind. It's a sequel to Good Burger. What would you think about this? It's reverse. It's like a top-down design. Or it's like, I guess I don't know what would a top-down design be in filmmaking, whether you come up with an idea, if you know what top-down design is, in like game design.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Anyway, it just feels like the reverse of what it should be for a sequel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't how sequels should be created. They should be created with the idea, a good enough idea to warrant the production versus the IP recognition, which, I mean, let's be real. How much IP recognition does Good Burger have?
I think enough.
8 years later.
Yeah, I think enough with our cohort.
25,
I think.
25.
So I hear what you're saying, but I think that really depends on the context. I think that there are definitely some movies where, okay, the sequel idea, like this movie did incredibly well. We got to turn around the sequel in less than a year. Like Scream 2 came out less than a year after Scream 1. So there are times where it's like, well, we got to make a sequel. And then you have like a seedling of an idea that you probably, as a filmmaker, creator, were thinking about, oh, like in a sequel, we should have done this a little differently. And then that's why you see things like Scream 2 come out in less than a year. Stranger Things 2 came out like a year plus, like a year and 3 months after the first season of Stranger Things. So there are times when, especially when it's immediately after and you've had that time to mull on it, like even in the making, you can start that production and make a really good product. Then there are these like a sequels where you're right. It's that immediate, okay, name brand recognition. We're trying to get eyes on our new streaming service. And we really want to capture this idea of 90s kids and millennials. We want to let everyone know we have all of this iCarly, Kingdom Kill, Are You Afraid of the Dark content on Paramount Plus. We want the movie to be good enough. It doesn't need to be terrible, but it needs to be good enough to get people to tell their friends to download it and say that they had a good time. That sometimes can absolutely go in a terrible direction. and then they can just kind of be okay. Very rarely have I seen one of those reboots or sequels that I, at least on Paramount Plus, have loved. You know, I love certain parts of Zoe 102, like we talked about in the review episode, but I had a lot of hang-ups about the non-French stuff plotline with the surfer bro and the, you know, the whatchamacallit, the podcast. I didn't need that. iCarly.
Right.
I've said it a bunch of times. Despite loving that original show, I didn't like the sequel series that much. I've given it a bunch of tries. It's nice to have on in the background, but doesn't really work for me. But then you have other shows where I honestly think like Fuller House kind of started off kind of cringe, but when it became its own show, I did kind of like it. So it can kind of be that case-by-case basis, and I'm curious to see what case you think Good Burger 2 falls into.
I think it's interesting because, again, the parts that work, work. Beavis and Butthead, that's been rebooted a few times, but every single time they reboot it, I feel like they have enough good ideas that they mm-hmm. can make it work. It's on also Paramount Plus. Specifically, I haven't seen too much of the newest show on Paramount Plus, but I'm referring to the movie. They do The Universe. Movie's great. Not as good as Do America, which we'll find a way to do that movie. Beavis and Butthead Do America.
I've never seen any Beavis and Butthead content, but
you would listen, as hate it. Absolutely hate
thanks.
It.
Thanks. I'm really looking forward
but
to it.
No, but I'm curious if you'd like it, if you watch it with like your roommate or something, or you know, one of your friends. Just I think you could probably enjoy it if you put it on and be like, would you like to watch this with me? But anyway, I think this has some moments that show that, well, this could have been better. And rather, there are a lot of moments I like. I think for the most part, it shows that they made this because they had the ability to, rather than having a great idea for a sequel, which is things I don't really like. But we can get into talking about the moments we like and dislike and all the other stuff.
I guess, like, if you were to talk about a little bit more what we were talking about earlier with these immediate, basically with sequels in general, and there's a spectrum where it's like all the way to the left is going to be, doesn't matter, we have IP, we just got to cash in on the fact that they're like Pitch Perfect 3, I think would be like an example of that. Like, make another one, why not? And then on the total right would be, this is actually, we'd like to further the story. We are, you know, perhaps we're somewhere in the middle where we're kind of changing it on both things, but it's complete right side of the spectrum is we have a really important story we want to tell, regardless of the, you know, the whatchamacallit, regardless of the IP. So, like, Die Hard with a Vengeance. That didn't start out as a Die Hard movie, and they just kind of threw Die Hard in it, but that was a story-first movie that they kind of retrofitted to be a Die Hard movie. Same with a movie like 10 Cloverfield Lane or the Cloverfield Paradox. Those are scripts, stories that ended up becoming Cloverfield movies. Where would you say this one falls? Like, 80% cash on the IP, 20% we have an interesting story, 90-10? Like, where are you at with that?
I'd say probably 80-20. Well, maybe a little bit less on like cashing on the IP, but it did not have the highest budget, clearly, and they definitely cut a lot of corners. However, they clearly had fun making it, and they mm-hmm. clearly wanted to make a Good Burger sequel. Like, if you asked Keenan and Kel, like, hey, would you make a Good Burger sequel? I'm sure they'd be like, yes, let's do it. Anytime in the last 10 years, 20 years, probably. But it just so happened that they made it now with this story. They weren't credited writers on this movie, so I doubt that they didn't really have any say in the story itself. Probably a little bit, mm-hmm. At least not credited. But I think that they would have done this no matter what, and regardless how the story is, they still would have done it. And I think that's a testament that they wanted to work together again, and they wanted to make this story again with these characters. It just so happened that, you know, it wasn't the strongest idea, but the idea to get them together again is good, I think. I think it just, like I said, came together way too late. So, like, more on that is, these characters, Ed and Dexter, they're, like, fun when they're in high school. It becomes a little pathetic when they're in their 40s, especially Ed. You know, he really does not grow up. And Dexter's the same character. And I feel like it would have worked better if it was a few years after. Maybe Dexter is like visiting home from college and he has to get the summer job again. Like, oh, I'm in college. I got to afford my tuition. I something like that.
They miss the window. And I would even say that a movie that this probably reminds me the most of is Hocus Pocus 2, where you have the leads who are like, I want to come back, let's make something happen. And then you see an opportunity from the production and distribution company that's like, okay, they're in. We don't have to really make the big sell. We can whip up a serviceable enough story, and people just kind of want to see these characters again. Back to that whole Spectrum thing, I would probably put this at like 85 on the cash grab, 15%. We got a cool story to tell here, or maybe even 90-10. I think they found a story to make it justifiable. I think that they had enough throwbacks, enough things in there that it's not entirely a, let's just have Ed and Dex on screen for an hour and figure out what happens afterwards. This did have a story, and it actually is when the story kicks in that I got a little bit more into it. And I think that's probably a good segue if you want to switch over to pluses and minuses and all that good stuff. Mondo Burger versus Good Burger.
Mondo Burger versus Good Burger. Or in this case, Good Burger, or whatever they called it. Ultra
Mega Good, Good Burger.
Mega Good Burger. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
So this is actually where we're going to cut it for the main feed. But if you have any interest in hearing the rest of this discussion, as well as getting a shout out in every episode and in the show notes and bonus episodes and occasional early episode releases and all that good stuff, head on over to our Patreon. The link is in the description for this episode. You'll be supporting the show. You'll be getting some cool content and thanks as a result. And we really hope to see you over on Patreon. Otherwise, we'll see you for our season premiere. Actually, we're going to do another Patreon preview in January. And then after that, we'll see you for our season premiere in February.
Yeah, and it would really make our holiday just a little bit better to get a few more patrons for this holiday season. And into our next season to kickstart our season. Gives us just a little bit more motivation to get you that great content you've been looking for. Either way, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you for another Patreon preview in a couple weeks, and we will see you for season 5 of the Old Kids Movies in February. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude, we're all dudes, hey. I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude, we're all dudes, hey. I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude.